daisy.com.au.
It's 8464CA. As we know, we often focus on things to do with our health, particularly for our Wellness Tuesday. And look, you know, as we start to get a bit older and as our parents start to age, some of the afflictions, some of the things, they very much come very close to home, sometimes too close to home. But look, one of the most devastating and challenging things that any person could deal with is MND, motor neurone disease. It's called, you know, various things in other countries, but here in Queensland, we have an association called MND Queensland that provides a whole range of different supports for people that become diagnosed with MND. The event and fundraising coordinator with MND Queensland, Caitlin Mulcahy, joins me this morning. Good morning, Caitlin. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you, Murray.
Wonderful to talk to you. And look, let's talk about some of the challenging things. You know, people do know of MND. There's certainly even been famous people that have been afflicted with it. But the average life expectancy after diagnosis can be as little as just 2 to 3 years. There's no cure at this time. So look, I should imagine for families, for even people that work in the medical profession, MND is a real challenge.
It is, yes, yeah. It impacts, as much as it is a rare disease, it impacts so many people on a regular basis. So we do our very best to try and care for these people during that difficult time. So providing services is our key, but also looking ahead to how we can provide better care in the future and better research and ultimately that cure in the end.
And look, you know, even though there is no cure, and of course the research, and it's a good reason for us to continue to support science, because unfortunately there's been a bit of a, I guess, negative drawback from science, particularly from certain aspects of the fringe society at the moment. So the research is so important. But at least in the short term, we can allow people with a diagnosis to live longer and have a better quality of life. Just having a look at your website, some of the things that you do, if you are somebody who's just had a diagnosis of MND, you've got a whole range of wonderful supports there. For carers and for family members, that's a different kettle of fish again. And of course, for the healthcare professionals, because as you says, it's a rare disease. And of course, you know, some of the impacts can be quite dramatic, unfortunately, after a diagnosis. Then you've got a different section for people who want to get involved and of course, fundraise and support MND. So you guys, you cover quite a wide gamut as well.
We do. So we support all of Queensland, but you're right, we do try as much as MND does have those negative impacts, and it can be such a difficult time for people and their families. We do, particularly from my point of view in the fundraising, is that we try and provide these types of events to allow people to get together to create that atmosphere of support and to meet other people and share stories. So it's just as important to be able to connect on that level, as well as kind of do your bit to give back and learn more.
Now, look, this is a wonderful event because I've been doing a few things. You know, I'm looking down the barrel of 54 now, Caitlin, so I need to look after myself, make sure that my health is 100%. So I've been cycling, I've been walking with a puppy dog, I've been, you know, walking up steep hills. This is a great opportunity, and it's not far away. Thankfully it's radio. You can't see me, Caitlin. You might change your mind if you saw me. Look, a great event, and it's actually coming up this weekend, this Sunday, 19th of June, on the Esplanade from 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. It's basically a get-together with family, friends, colleagues, and the dog as well. You can walk either 1.5 or 3 kilometres along the scenic Cairns Esplanade from Fogarty Park up to Muddy's and back again, depends how keen you are. A fundraising event for MND Queensland. This is really important, not only to actually raise the funds, but just be a part of it to, I guess, get that information and that wider understanding of MND out there, Caitlin.
Absolutely. And to make it even more impactful, it is actually the first day of MND Awareness Week 2022. So it would be amazing to get as many people walking, especially in the blue shirts this year, just to show our support for raising awareness and funds for this horrible disease.
And look, it's a great title. It's actually called Walk to Defeat, as in down there we got defeat, MND. So you've got the shirts to wear, and I guess that's what it's all about. Because, you know, hopefully we can get the funding, we can get the research longer term, shorter term if possible, to actually find a cure for MND. Yeah. For people that suffer, the families, the people that deal with people that are suffering from MND, we know how important it is. Registration from 9 a.m, that's when you do your T-shirt collection. The markets are going to be open as well. At 10 a.m, the walk commences, and of course, after it closes, you're going to have new friends. You can kick back. You can enjoy maybe a coffee. You can swap shirts, sign shirts, all that type of thing. It really is a great concept. And I think for anyone that's involved with their MND through a family member, even if you're suffering yourself, you'll know how important it is. And of course, the great title, Walk to Defeat MND. It is this Sunday, kicks off from 9 a.m. Now, look, for people that want to get involved, obviously, we've actually got an ability to really raise some money here. And I think you're looking to actually see if we can raise $10,000 here in Cairns. For people that want to get involved, Caitlin, what do they need to do?
Absolutely. Well, just by registering for the walk itself, so heading to our website and registering on the page, you and your registration will already go into helping support these people and the overall fundraising of the day. But if you would like to do more, please join with your family, your friends, your colleagues, whoever, to join a team and see what kind of funds you can raise together. Make it a bit of a challenge if you like, and you know, do a little bit of added extra walking beforehand if that's part of your challenge, or dress up. Do whatever you want to do just to make it your own and to increase that impact and share the awareness.
Excellent. Look, if you'd like to check out the website as well, just do a search on MND for Motor Neurone Disease Queensland, and it will come straight up. And look for the Walk to Defeat MND, the walk coming up this Sunday, 19th of June, kicks off at 9 a.m. Well, you've got to be there by 9 a.m, so nice and early on a Sunday morning to be a part of it. She's the event and fundraising coordinator with MND Queensland, Caitlin Mulcahy. Wonderful to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning.
Thank you so much for having me, and I can't wait to see everyone there. What's your name?